Studies of experimental drugs usually take many years and cost hundreds of millions of dollars. But here's a story about a study that is different. As NPR's Richard Harris reports, it's happening quickly because patients are demanding it.
The study involves one of the most intractable of all diseases, ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease. This muscle-wasting disorder is almost always fatal within a matter of years. But an online community got interested in an extraordinary patient whose symptoms actually got better, not worse. Richard Bedlack, a neurologist at Duke University, said the man had taken a soy-based supplement called Lunacin.
And lo and behold, 6 months later, speech back to normal, swallowing back to normal, doesn't use his feeding tube, arms and legs significantly stronger as measured by his therapist.
Now, of course, it could be just a coincidence that the man who got better happened to be taking these supplements. But many patients in the online ALS community clamored for more information. So to find out, Bedlack teamed up to run a study with Paul Wicks, a neuropsychologist at a website called Patients Like Me.
So what we wanted to do was find a way of rapidly testing, is there any possibility that a nutritional supplement could be beneficial here?
The study they came up with dispensed with many of the standard features of research that makes it so expensive, time-consuming, and often so hard to recruit patients. They didn't have a comparison group taking a placebo. They didn't need safety testing because the supplement was already on the market. Most important, they aren't looking for subtle effects like slower disease progression. That may be vital for a pharmaceutical company trying to get approval for a new drug, but it isn't really what patients want.
I think what people are really looking for is to regain some function. And so perhaps we want to swing for the fences every now and then.
Chances are that it won't work, but at least people will know and won't waste their time and money. That said,
if we find just one patient that has a reversal the size of the initial index patient, that in itself is incredible because these cases of reversals are once a generation.
The study recruited 50 volunteers at a record pace for ALS research, Bedlack said. That's partly because it only requires 3 doctor's visits. These are frequently challenging for people with this debilitating disease. Most of the data are gathered virtually. Patients post their own weekly assessments in a secure area of the Patients Like Me website. One participant is Karen Lorne, a 58-year-old nurse practitioner from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. This spring, she noticed she could no longer hold medical instruments in her left hand, and her speech started to slur. She was diagnosed with ALS in July. After considering her options, Lorne decided to sign up for the low-hassle trial with a supplement. She spoke via Skype.
The virtual study allows me to kind of track objectively my progress and the progress of other patients.
That's anonymous, of course. Also important, it's a support group.
So you can type in, I'm having a bad day, and somebody will give you, a list of pointers to help keep you in the center, which is where you really want to live.
And the study doesn't consume her precious days. She can still focus on her family and life's daily pleasures.
We try to live in the present and enjoy every moment as thoroughly as possible. And actually, some of my friends who do not have the disease say that, me having it has helped them shore up their lives, trying to recognize what's important.
She is also helping to advance knowledge about ALS, even if this trial doesn't end up helping her. Patients are a valuable resource, yet Paul Wicks at Patients Like Me says only 10% ever end up in a study.
If this infrastructure works, in 2 years, could you imagine there being 20 trials like this run in parallel? I have a question for the field. Why isn't every patient in a study?
Virtual studies like this could quickly identify promising ideas for scientists to pursue. And if the approach is successful, it could apply to other diseases as well. Richard Harris, NPR News.